Now, after this, there is a further point, that each one of us actually knows why God has done this. The Jivatman really knows why this kind of game has been selected. And the purpose of it was the following. This is the great secret of the universal minds. Why this self-forgetfulness? That it is only by self-forgetfulness that gradually this self-forgetfulness can be brought to such a point that it becomes completely unconscious. First of all, self-forgetfulness is partial. But gradually, you can reach a point where a stage is reached of complete unconsciousness. Now again, take example of the actor of Rama. When he concentrates only on weeping, he becomes so much one with weeping that he even forgets that he is weeping. His concentration on weeping is so great that he even forgets his weeping really. He is not even conscious of it. It is only an act of weeping. Then it becomes a real acting. So, arriving at complete unconsciousness was the first intention of God. A complete opposite of himself. God is full consciousness. But through the consent of the individuals, this possibility was created in which complete unconsciousness can be created. Now, if this unconsciousness can then be broken afterwards, then the delight which comes out of the breaking is so intense that such a delight is not available anywhere. Even in his highest consciousness, that kind of delight is not available, which can be available after breaking this unconsciousness. So to attain to that kind of experience of the highest kind of delight, it was necessary to forget, to arrive at unconsciousness, and then to gradually break it. And during the breaking, of course, lot of suffering is available, is produced during that period. But if you go on pressing forward, and when you really break this unconsciousness, even partial unconsciousness, then, and when you rise up again to that original thing, then something else would have been added to it, which was not available in the beginning. Intensest right. A kind of perfection in the exact opposite conditions. It is, you might say, that if you really want to understand the value of water, unless you become very thirsty, you won't understand what it means to be quenched. The real value of water is realized not when water is available easily, but when it is, you are deprived of it, and when you are very thirsty, and then when you get the water, the delight of it is there. It is not available when you are getting water quite normally. Similarly, when you are deprived of it, deprived of the real consciousness, and then gradually when you rise into it, it's completely broken, and there's a rush of consciousness, and the delight that comes is tremendous delight. Now to gain this experience, this whole drama had to be played. So each one of us has agreed to this drama. It is now no more possible for you and for you and for her to say, I don't like this drama. We have already agreed to God that we have agreed that this drama should be played, and we shall play, each one of us will play his own role. Now, in this drama, each Jivatman is given a specific role. It is as if God is playing the big orchestra in which each one has a certain part to play. And we have agreed to play that part. So we are here now at a stage, not at the original stage where there is complete darkness, because that was long, long ago. Then came matter, then came life, then came mind in the evolutionary process. And now we are here with our ordinary consciousness of mind. We are slightly conscious, slightly unconscious, all kind of bundles we are. Now it is in this present state that we feel all kinds of dualities, contraries, happiness, misery, knowledge, ignorance, honor, dishonor, victory, defeat. All kinds of dualities we are experiencing. It's an important stage of development. And at every step of suffering is a reminder that you have to act ultimately to break the ignorance. Do not cry over the suffering which is there. It is inevitable because you are rising from unconsciousness towards consciousness, in which all kinds of experiences will be there of dualities. And if you feel uncomfortable, it is inevitable. In the ignorant consciousness, how can you expect a complete felicity? You can't. This is the normal state of our consciousness. At the moment you feel pain, you see that is God's message to you, that now the time has come for you to break this and to move forward. Now this knowledge has been given by the Jivatman to the psychic being as a delegate. Therefore psychic being has got the knowledge, automatic knowledge, of what has gone behind so many births, where you have reached now, and where you have to move forward. Therefore, at any given stage in life, wherever there is a problem, we should take that problem as an indicator of the need to break the limitation by going back to the soul. That's the most immediately available to us. In our present consciousness, Jivatman is more difficult because it is far off as it were. But the nearest to our body, life and mind is this Antaratman, which is seated inwardly. Jivatman has sent this delegate into us so that we may get the guidance more easily. Therefore, the need for individuals to discover this soul as soon as possible, particularly when we are in a situation where we really feel some kind of suffering, some kind of a need to come out of it and to really enter into a new consciousness. This is the second part of my talk. One part remains. If you are tired, you shall take it up next time. Okay?